We are so back. I'm already tired of winning. The most based administration, and this is what everybody was waiting for, and this is what everybody was cheering on. And now we have this alliance that everybody should be so proud of, and this, the celebratory high-energy, high-testosterone conversations that I see happening everywhere. I mean, Donald Trump is back in the White House, the leader of the free world, the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. The buck stops with Donald Trump. He can do whatever he wants. Oh, and then, of course, teamed up with the richest man in the world, Elon Musk, the free speech absolutist who has the largest platform for public discourse that the world has ever seen on X. Free speech is reigning. America is being put first. America only is really the sentiment that I feel. Of course, there's a whole lot of hyperbole there. Of course, that's a whole lot of facetious sarcasm, because it took President Donald Trump about 2 weeks after being sworn in to invite this terrorist, the war criminal who has active warrants issued for his arrest by the ICC, Benjamin Netanyahu, Benjamin Milkowski. For those of you that missed my appearance on the Hodge twins, I broke news to them that they didn't even know. And I think that it should be common knowledge. If you know this, I'm going to be repeating myself and it may be redundant, but if you don't know this, I think it's noteworthy. Benjamin Netanyahu is not a Semitic person. He's not a Semite at all, as a matter of fact. No, he's from Poland, and his real last name is Milkowski. What is it with these fake Jews changing their names all the time? Anyway, Trump has invited Benjamin Milkowski, Netanyahu, to the White House so that the two could sit there and talk about all of the different ways that this new based Trump administration can serve Israel and Jewish interests. This has nothing to do with you. The stuff that you're talking about at your dinner table or the things that are impacting your kids at school, yeah, they're not talking about that. Benjamin Netanyahu, the genocidal maniac running the fake, illegitimate, homosexual nation state of Israel, will be the first foreign leader to visit the new Trump White House. That shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. Okay, because Donald Trump is owned by the Jews. They paid over $100 million to fund this 2024 campaign, and now he owes them. And he'll pay them back, no doubt, by doing whatever the hell they want him to do, hence the Netanyahu visit. And for his part, Benjamin Netanyahu Milkowski isn't doing anything to hide this agenda. He's not being shy about the fact that when he arrives in D.C., he's going to start giving orders, and he's going to expect the Trump administration to follow them. Just the other day, in anticipation of this visit, Netanyahu explained to the Israeli reporters that when he arrives in Washington, he'll be expecting Donald Trump, a man that Netanyahu calls his personal friend, to be ready to deal with Iran.
I'm leaving for a very important meeting with President Trump in Washington. The fact that this would be President Trump's first meeting with a foreign leader since his inauguration is telling. I think it's a testimony to the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's also a testimony to the strength of our personal friendship. In this meeting, we'll deal with the important issues, critical issues facing Israel and our region. A victory over Hamas, achieving the release of all our hostages, and dealing with the Iranian terror axis and all its components, an axis that threatens the peace of Israel, the Middle East, and the entire world. The decisions we made in the war have already changed the face of the Middle East. Our decisions and the courage of our soldiers have redrawn the map. But I believe that working closely with President Trump, we can redraw it even further and for the better. I believe that we can strengthen security, broaden the circle of peace, and achieve a remarkable era of peace.
All right. Shut him up. So there it is. I mean, Benjamin Netanyahu is coming to America, the first foreign leader to do so since Trump took office. And he just told you what he's going to do. He's going to demand more money. He's going to demand more weapons. And get us steps closer to this inevitable imminent war with Iran, which no doubt starts World War III. He's going to tell Donald Trump, hey, remember that $100 million? I think it's $230 some odd million in total from AIPAC to President Trump. You remember that? Yeah, so now we're going to need more American support of Israel's ongoing military operations. He just came right out and said that Israel is going to redraw the map. They're already expanding their borders. They've done it in Syria. And when Trump figures out where to send the Palestinians, they'll expand into Gaza and in the West Bank. Unless Israel, of course, manages to kill them all first, which would be really convenient as well. But either way, they'll take the land. It's just a matter of time because Israel is a violent, expansionist, fake country. And it's not going to stop until it's forced to stop. This visit is about funding and fueling and arming the Israeli war machine, the military-industrial complex. The American war empire is at work spreading democracy. Super based. And about all of the things that America can do to move the needle in Israel's direction is exactly what this meeting is about. To instigate war with Iran, which Trump has already expressed an interest in doing. J.D. Vance was a proponent of just blowing Iran off the map. Turn it to glass. Like what Pastor Greg Locke said about Gaza. You know, an area that's condensed, that's really small, that's densely populated, and where the population is 50% under the age of 15, 75% under the age of 25. Just blow them up. And then come and worship whatever God it is that I'm worshiping in my tent in Tennessee. Which, by the way, is for sale. It's on clearance. This is about Benjamin Netanyahu giving Donald Trump his marching orders, period. And once again, the American people have elected Donald Trump in hopes that they would get some kind of a hardline America First presidency. And once again, they have had the wool pulled over their eyes, and now they're getting a big in their, which Rob Smith would really like. Did people think that this was a joke when I said that Donald Trump said that he was going to make Israel great again and then played the video repetitively over and over again on this network? Did they think that he was kidding? Think back to election night. Jared Kushner, the chief Zionist, the Chabad Lubavitch lackey, was on stage with Trump. After we were told over and over ad nauseum throughout the entire campaign that he wasn't going to be involved. And not long after that, Benjamin Netanyahu's fat pig wife, Sarah Netanyahu, paid Trump a visit at Mar-a-Lago. Just a little check-in, you know, just to make sure that Donnie didn't have any ideas, you know, of his own, like making his own decisions as he prepared to take power. So it's very obvious here. Donald Trump isn't in control of the United States government. Yeah, he can sign some executive orders on camera and act like he's waging a shock and awe campaign against the deep state. But when it comes down to it, he's not in charge. The Jews who bought him for hundreds of millions of dollars are the ones that control the Trump government. Just look at what he has done over his first 2 weeks in office. He couldn't wait to sign an executive order directing the federal government to silence critics of Israel. And now Benjamin Netanyahu is coming to town to check in on his investment, to make sure that things are running smoothly, and to make sure that Donald J. Trump is serving Israel in every way possible. This shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. Unfortunately, this is exactly what we warned about. It's what I warned about throughout the entire campaign season and straight through election night. This is an expected travesty. America is not a sovereign nation. It's a Jewish colony. It's Western Israel. And Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to Washington will once again prove that. It's just complete BS. And it really is kind of a black pill. So we need to be in search of remedy. A final solution. Maddie and Scott are the hosts of the Burn Pit podcast, where they discuss everything from current events to the history that got us here. And for more on the topic, of course, we're now joined by Maddie and Scott from the Burn Pit podcast. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it. I see you hanging out on JQ Radio 24/7 quite a bit. I've heard a lot of the things that you've said. I think that you're very high IQ. These are things that the American public should be coming to recognize, I think. And largely, I think that there's a huge swath of Americans, these MAGA enthusiasts, who just refuse. They keep the scales over their eyes. They keep the blinders on. They la, 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 I don't want to hear it. And they just move on, and then they call you controlled opposition or a shill or a Jew if you say anything critical of President Trump. What say you?
I agree with you, Stu, everything you said. And I believe they do that because It's a religion. Judeo-Trumpianity is a religion. It doesn't matter how much you show them, how much you tell them the truth, how much evidence you show, they will worship their God of Donald Trump, and they will sacrifice themselves on the altar of Judeo-Trumpianity. And that's the problem. It's a psychological disorder. It's the Trump derangement syndrome on the opposite end. You have the liberals who hate him no matter what, and you have these so-called conservative patriot MAGA-tards who will worship him no matter what and never criticize him. In that aspect, in my opinion, Stu, it is a mental disorder, a psychological disorder.
So what becomes more dangerous? I mean, is it the people that are actually trying to kill us, or is it the even larger mass of people who's supporting it religiously?
It's the ones that's supporting it, and here's why. We know who the enemy is, right? We can identify the enemy. I expect the enemy to try and kill me. I expect the enemy to try and get me to capitulate and enslave me. What I don't expect is my own people, my own countrymen, to do it. That is called treason. They are traitors. In that aspect, the ones that support this are worse.
And Stu, thank you for having us on, but you see this over the summer back in July. Benjamin Netanyahu came and gave a speech to Congress where he was given 58 standing ovations, 58. And then you have these Republican, conservative, evangelical boomers that are walking into the Capitol building being interviewed and asked questions by media. And their response to some of the questions about, well, do you approve of what Israel's doing in Gaza? Are you going to have Israel, continue to have Israel back here? They say the same thing. They regurgitate the same lines. Well, I was taught as a little boy to bless Israel. Those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And we have to bless Israel because we serve the same God. And you hear Mike Huckabee say it over and over again. It's a God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And then Netanyahu gets right in front of Congress, and he says, when Israel wins, the United States wins, and you have 58 standing ovations for this psychopath.
And then when you talk to anybody in government, we sent our very own Frankie Stocks, of course, to Washington, D.C. on the day that they were certifying the election, because we knew that these parasites would have to show up for work that day. We confronted all of them, and with the exception of Andy Biggs, 100% of them didn't want to answer questions about Israel. Nobody wants to talk about Israel. Nobody. Nobody wants to allow you to question it. Nobody wants you to. As a matter of fact, those that are close to Donald Trump say it's just not in their wheelhouse. Take a look at this guy. People call you all kinds of different things, right? I mean, isn't it their right to do that? I mean, it's not your right to not be offended, but they should have the right to do that. I mean, are you a free speech absolutist?
I mean, look, for me.
Well, one of the things that I noticed about all of the people who were demonetized and then eventually had their blue check mark stripped from them. Many
very
accounts,
important.
These so-called groypers, they were all banned. All of these accounts had one thing in common, and that's that they were critical of Israel. Do you think that is coming into play?
That's not in my wheelhouse. It's just really not.
Are you concerned that they gave Trump $100 million?
I mean, it's not really something that's in my wheelhouse. I pretty much focus on military issues.
Would you advocate for us getting our blue check mark back?
Should we be allowed? That's out of my wheelhouse.
You keep saying that. What does that even mean? What's your personal opinion? I mean, do you think that I should be silenced for being critical of Israel?
My personal opinion is that it doesn't really have anything to do with me.
And so the whole point here that I'm trying to make is, like, look, these people don't stand on anything. They have no convictions. They have no beliefs. They have no purpose. They have no benchmark for success. There's nothing that gets them up out of bed every morning. I mean, with the exception of a hard for this guy. But nothing motivates them to fight. There's no purpose at all. And so they're just empty lizard things just meandering around. Anything that Donald Trump does, we're with it. Don't put any evidence in front of me. Don't ask me any questions. All of those videos coming out of Gaza that show Israel indiscriminately flattening school buildings full of children or hospitals or firebombing patients at these hospitals that are still connected to IVs, apartment complexes, civilian neighborhoods completely obliterated. You can put this evidence right in front of people and they will say, well, you know what? When Trump gets there, it'll all stop. If it doesn't stop and Trump continues it or continues the funding for it, then he's playing 6 million D chess or something. Nothing is in their wheelhouse. What is going on here?
Again, it's the psychological disorder. They are worshiping this guy no matter what. That's what someone does when they have a religion. You know, this is what it is. It's like the religion. It's like, you know, the Holocaust religion. It's like all these other things. It doesn't matter what you say or what evidence, they will support it no matter what, because they don't, Stu, to your point, they don't worship the Constitution. They don't worship freedom and liberty. They don't worship the truth. They worship Donald Trump. They worship the GOP. And that's what matters most.
So what do you say to these people who just tell you, well, you're just obsessing about Jews. You're just obsessed. You just wake up every morning, these Jews, they live rent-free in your head.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say to them other than they're wrong. And all we're doing, Stu, is exactly what you're doing, what Sam Parker's doing, Lucas Gage. You try and get the truth out to everyone you can. We have woken people up. We have woken a lot of people up, just not in our own environment, but amongst the internet as well, amongst, you know, the social media platforms. You're not going to wake everyone up. It's not going to happen. But you can wake up as many people as possible. And another thing that's going on in this country, Stu, is cowardice and emasculation. The men in this country aren't even willing to fight for their freedom. They're not even willing to speak about fighting for their freedom. They're only willing to cast a ballot, sign a petition, or share a funny or mean meme on social media. Nobody is willing to sacrifice like the founders did and sacrifice and pledge their life, fortune, and sacred honor. They're only willing to pledge a donation to the Republican Party and share a few memes. And to that, amongst the enormous amount of propaganda being pushed by the media, all owned by Jews, being pushed by Hollywood, owned by Jews, being pushed by Netflix, owned by Jews, being pushed by all these institutions, it's tough to break down those barriers and get people to understand.
100%. But when we talk about the information that's out there and available for people to look at, when you see that you can go and track AIPAC donations, AIPAC, for those listening, is the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee. You see Miriam Adelson, the wife of deceased Jewish casino magnate Sheldon Adelson, give him $100 million. And then you have AIPAC, who's in bed with pretty much every single politician, at least on the Republican side, which is, by the way, that's what Thomas Massie said to Tucker Carlson. He said, everybody has an AIPAC guy. So you have all this evidence of a occupied government that we are under right now. And you saw it in the Biden administration. You could go down the line with his cabinet, which was, you look at Anthony Blinken, Jew. You have Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury, Jew. You have
Alejandro Mayorkas, Victoria Nuland, Rachel Levine, or Richard Levine. I mean, you go down the freaking list. The CIA director.
Merrick Garland, who is the top law enforcement official in the country. You have all this evidence.
Now you look at the current Trump administration and you look at the current Trump cabinet. I mean, it's all Zionists or Jews. You look at the new Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, literally got on stage and told the whole world that these are synonymous. Zionism and Americanism, they go hand in hand, and that they are the foundation of everything freedom and individual liberty, that you must be a Zionist and you must unquestionably support this foreign secular nation state founded on May 14th, 1948. And going back to the beginning of our conversation, the reason why I asked you, are these masses of people more dangerous, or is it the less than 2% of the population that's more dangerous? It's obviously the greater numbers that are more dangerous, which to me, I've made the point before and I've had serious blowback on this. Christian Zionism to me is the most dangerous thing out there. It's not even Judaism, which I believe is fake and a construct. I mean, it's literally Satan worship and pedophilia and killing people en masse. I mean, this is a fake religion. But it's not even that thing, whatever it is. It's not Judaism and it's not Jews and it's not, you know, Zionism and all this. Christian Zionists, we're talking about what, 2.4 billion people who for decades, centuries, have been told by their faith leaders, their pastors, their Greg Locks, that this is the Israel of the Bible and that these are God's chosen people. How narcissistic must you be to be waking up every day telling your kids, yeah, we're chosen for this. Let's just go kill some calves and play in their ashes and burn them on some altar and usher in the Antichrist. I mean, these people are fucking nuts.
Right, and Christians support it, too. Christians support it, and it's fervently, because of a couple Well, a couple reasons. Well, you look at Pete Hegseth. He gave a speech years ago at the King David Hotel in Jerusalem saying that he wanted to rebuild the Third Temple, that that's one of his goals or his objectives here, and which, by the way, ushers in Judaism, will usher in the Mashiach, or their Messiah, which is the Christian Antichrist. And he wants to rebuild this Third Temple, and he wants to have the Gog-Magog War and all this stuff. But Christians, these Christian Zionists, are heavily to blame for the situation in this country, because here what you have is the Schofield Bible and this dispensationalism that's been taught to the boomer generation and then their kids. And you have foreign policy here in the United States that's been formed by Old Testament doctrine. Our foreign policy here in the United States when it comes to Israel is based off of Genesis 12:3. Those who bless my people, I will bless, and those who curse my people, I will curse. Christians cling on to that because they think they're going to get blessed if they bless these people. And they think that these people are the chosen. I've grown up around these people my entire life.
I mean, I wonder if these Christians that are blessing Israel, I just wonder how that's coming to fruition for them. Are they truly blessed? I mean, because if they are, maybe I'm missing the boat here. But when I get biblical and when I go to the Word and when I look at Scripture, I see countless citations that point these people out as the synagogue of Satan.
Yeah, right. I always tell that to people, Stu, is John chapter 8, verse 19 and 20. Who is your father, the Pharisees and Sadducees act? Jesus replies, you know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father. Then John chapter 8, couple verses down, verse 44. Jesus says to the Pharisees and Sadducees, your father is the devil, a murderer and liar from the beginning. When he speaks, he speaks his native tongue because there when he lies, he speaks his native tongue because there is no truth in him as there is no truth in you. Again, Jesus' own words. I've told Christians this, and I have woken a few Christians up to this, and they're starting to look at the videos we've been sharing of Christians being spit on by Jews in Israel, Christians, rabbis openly stating that, you know, we're called goyim, cattle.
Jesus is in a vat of boiling and semen, Mary's a whore, these things that are out there that Christians today have no idea. I mean, up until about a few years ago, I had no idea either that Jews felt this way. I had no idea that Jews feel that we're subhuman, goyim, which translate to cattle. Their words, not ours. They're saying, hey, you guys are less than human. You guys are subhuman. What you have inside of you is different than what we have inside of us. We have a human soul, and you have a subhuman soul. And that's what they believe.
And Christians are traitors to their own beliefs.
Where can people find you so that you can continue to wake people up, Maddie and Scott?
Well, we do have a YouTube channel, the Burn Pit Podcast. You can search the Burn Pit Podcast on YouTube. We're banned right now from going live. We're on Rumble. We do have a Rumble. We have Spotify. We're on Instagram, Burn Pit Podcast. Whack.Maddie is on Instagram as well. And we're both on X. Again, the Burn Pit. That's B-E-R-M-P-I-T on X. And Maddie Whack on X as well.
Yep.
Well, thank you both for being here.
Thanks for
we certainly appreciate it because this conversation has to continue to happen. And as more people continue to wake up, we have to kind of prioritize this battle. Yes, the flow of information is incredibly important. It's critical. It's crucial. It's necessary. We have to do it. That's why I'm here fighting every single day. It's why I'm flying around all over the place, having meetings both on and off the record, trying to figure out ways to combat the censorship that comes our way when you question or criticize. I mean, this goes all the way to the top. The new, ostensibly new head of the FBI sat on Capitol Hill in front of a sitting U.S. Senator, Dick Durbin, and denied even knowing about my existence.
I saw that, yeah.
Saw that, yep.
Shared it. But here's the deal, Stu, real quick before we go. Our government, our constitutional American republic, our constitutional republic has been overthrown. We do not live in the American Constitutional Republic that our founders made for us back in 1789, 1776. Our government has been overthrown. And as soon as people realize that, they're going to know that there's no voting your way out of this. I'll leave it at that.
Good place to leave it. And I've been saying that the whole time. Trust the plan? No. We are the plan. Okay? We are the plan. And that's why it's so important. Yeah, the prayers and shares go a long way, but you have to support financially the people, and you have to share the content and go listen to the content. Be open in your mind about digesting the content. Go do your own research. Don't believe Scott and Maddie. Don't believe Stu Peters. Go and do your own research. Validate this stuff so that you have this in your knowledge bank. Yes, knowledge is power. Why? Because now when you're talking to people, you're coming at them from a point of conviction because you know that everything that you're saying is true. Whether it's uncomfortable or whether it's offensive is irrelevant. It's true. Speak truth to power.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be, at minimum, agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet, you can look at Biden's cabinet, it's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.
I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com.
We know.
Don't you say a word.
Shh, quiet.
The weak find contentment in the consensus of ignorance. Now don't be defensive, didn't pay attention to fake events. You get what you get. They invade in every country, control the banks, the states, the money. Making a profit about your sovereignty. Now they've occupied your mind.
your life. You're not supposed to notice. You're not supposed to talk about the great financial reset. You are not supposed to question or criticize. You are just supposed to continue to open up your retirement and open up your wallet and open up your savings and open up your checking, open up your investments, allow it to be controlled by everyone other than you, owned by the fake government, which is nothing more than a murderous corporate crime syndicate. Allow them to drain all of your financial resources on your way to your deathbed, where they will kill you and make a profit from your death as well. That's the black pill. But we definitely do have a white pill, and that's why we talked to Carlos Cortez for the Money Minute. We also talked to him twice a month for Stu Peters Financial. That one is coming up this week as well. How are you helping people at Cortez Wealth Management to avoid all of the aforementioned?
Awesome, man. Well, you couldn't have said it any better. The government, look, the government doesn't matter what side of the aisle, what you believe. The government wants to track, trace, and control us. And we've seen it in the medical space. We've seen it in technology. We've seen it in the financials. And so we're starting to see more of this as Elon Musk wants to put his Klaus Schwab 2.0 agenda on all of America. And robotize everything, tokenize everything.
So you're one of the guys that gets it now. You understand this about Elon. There's still a lot of people out there grabbing pom-poms and cheering for his squad. I see this as nothing more than a psyop to help usher in the one world governance, which will include, of course, stealing all of your financial resources. Do you agree with that?
Oh, 100%. And so that's what the whole thing about CBDC is. Like, even Trump said it himself. He was basically saying, in one breath, he's like, I think Bitcoin is a scam. I got it on Fox News recording on an interview. And then he's over there at Nashville at the Bitcoin conference saying, we're going to be the Bitcoin capital of the world. So which is it? You know, so we're starting to see basically the hypocrisy that's out there. And there's a lot of sheep out there. Trump is not your savior. Jesus Christ should be, not a person. And so the government is there to track, trace, and control you. They know how to manipulate the message so that you can believe in it and root for somebody. However, at the core of it, it's your responsibility to protect your home. It's on you. The onus is on you as a man to provide for your family and protect at all costs. And that includes your retirement, Stu. That includes pretty much everything that we are responsible for. So what we do at my firm is we're going to privatize your accounts. We are going to secure your accounts. We want to make money when the market's doing well. We want to root for America, only for America. And we want to participate in the upswings of the market and literally protect us from days like this when the tariffs are being threatened.
And none of that should be controversial to say. Yeah, you have to protect yourself from this. If you don't, eventually, you'll end up in the fetal position. You won't know what to do. All of your financial resources will be completely stolen. The way to avoid that is to go to CortezWM.com. There it is up on the screen. Again, CortezWM.com. Book an appointment with Carlos Cortez. Keep the government's hands off of your money. Protect yourself from the government theft that's inevitably coming your way. CortezWM.com. Again, CortezWM.com. Secure your appointment with him today, or else just call him in the office. He answers the phone, 813-448-3446. We'll be right back.